Thanks for joining us for the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. MassMEP believes that there are some elements to a manufacturer's business, whether it's finding their inefficiencies, strengthening their internal processes, or even unlocking their growth, that can extend a manufacturer beyond its current limitations. So every episode, take a journey with us as we speak with manufacturers, legislature, subject matter experts, and so many more as we head down the path of manufacturing across the state of Massachusetts. Whether we're in Boston, Worcester, or out in Springfield, maybe even in the Berkshires, we'll be here every week and we'll explain to you more about manufacturing and what's happening right in your own backyard.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast. I'm Haley Steele.
And I'm Emma Mailman.
So happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, happy Festivus, Merry Christmas. Right now, the holidays mean something different to everyone. And I think as we embark on another non-traditional year, the meaning of the holidays too has changed. So we're here today, Emma and I and a couple of guests. We're going to talk a little bit about the holidays. We might get some personal information in here too. We'll see how that goes. But what we kind of do at MassMEP, this is Emma's first holidays at MassMEP. So are you excited?
It is. The Christmas tree is so welcoming.
Yeah, right? Are the lights on?
Well, you open those ornaments. That's okay. All that matters. The effort was there.
Yeah, great tree topper too, right? It's a hat.
The Christmas hat?
Yeah.
A hat. I didn't even notice that.
Yeah. We're a little non-traditional here at MassMEP, but yeah, that's how we
As
roll.
It should be.
Yeah. So welcome to our guests. Today we have our repeat offenders, as we like to call them, Miss Kimberly Ingalls, MassMEP Center Director, and Christy Grignon, MassMEP Marketing and Sales Director. And we're going to take a little Scrooged approach to the MassMEP holiday season. So we're here. We're going to talk to you guys about the past, the present, and the future of MassMEP at the holidays. So welcome, Christy and Kim.
Hello, everybody. Yeah. Happy holidays.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for having us back again, we think.
Christy, you love it. You love it. Manifest it.
And it's so funny, too, because you bring a lot of fun to the podcast. A lot of people enjoy it and they laugh when you're on. So that's why we have you come back, because you always have fun things to bring to the table.
Yeah, we're festive and very laughable at. So that's why it works well.
I think I do a lot of the laughing at myself, but sure.
That is the only way you can make it through life, by laughing at yourself. You have to at least once. So yeah. Icebreaker question. What is your fondest childhood holiday memory?
I wish I was as prepared as Mark Schmidt. They're a little bit over there, but I should probably bring them over. I've kept them. When we were little kids, my grandfather has these bells and they sound like Santa sleigh bells. And they used to go outside and ring them and be like, oh my God, Santa's coming. You all have to go to bed. Aww. And I loved it so much that when he passed away, I got the bells. So I actually have the bells. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's so good. Christy.
I know. Well, Kim's thinking about it. I'll go get them.
Oh, good. Okay. Yes. Because we need to ring those bells. It is a holiday. So I guess my fondest, well, it's kind of funny. It's at the time, it wasn't a fond memory, but I think about it now and realize that it is. So my grandmother she's Canadian French. So her and my mom would always talk, right, in Canadian French. So we didn't really understand what they would normally talk about. Yeah. So in the mornings when we got up for Christmas morning, you know, we always did our stockings first, right? Because that's the tradition. And for whatever reason, my grandmother had this whole thing going on about an orange with spices in it, you know, the cloves all around it. And that was in our stocking. And I just thought that was the most bizarre thing. And I couldn't for the life of me figure out, what, do we eat this? Do we smell this? Like, why would we have an orange? Were we bad? Like that was like for the longest time of my childhood, because every year we'd get an orange with spices in it. And my mother later explained, because we'd never eat it, we thought it was supposed to be special. So my mother later explained, no, Meme did that because that was her tradition, right? And that's what they did, because way back when you didn't have a lot of things to put in a stocking. So it was fruit or whatever they had, right? Yeah. Around the house. So it is a fond memory, but you know, like it back at the time, we're like, where's the chocolate? Maybe that's why I love chocolate so much.
Christy, did you get the bells?
I have the bells. You guys ready for my bells?
Yeah, let's hear them. Yeah.
Emma, how about for you?
My fondest memory?
Yeah.
Well, on Christmas Eve, can it be Christmas Eve instead of Christmas Day? Because that's like my favorite.
Yeah.
Every year, my mom does all the lights on the house. And Christmas Eve's finally when the whole family comes together. And we always do it at our house. And we do kind of like the Griswolds, the slow motion where he plugs in the lights. He sends it. We all drum roll. And my mom plugs in the lights. And it's like our whole family seeing the house lit up for like, quote, the first time all together. That's probably my favorite.
That's awesome.
Because we do it every year. It never gets old.
That's so cool.
We sing Joy to the World.
Oh, that's awesome.
With a drum roll. Also, best Christmas movie ever, all time.
Yeah. Absolutely. Agreed.
Yeah. Jelly of the Month Club.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
What do you got, Haley? You always ask us all the questions. They never go back to you.
Yeah. I think my fondest childhood memory, I mean, the whole magic of it, I think, too, of the not really knowing and really, you know, the belief of it. And we still hold that true in our house as well. Mine is right before I turned 9. And we lived with my aunt at the time. And it was my aunt and my uncle and my other uncle. And my aunt and uncle had 4 daughters and my mom and I. So there were 9 of us in this tiny little house that's probably, oh my gosh, maybe 1,200 square feet. My cousin still lives there today. And it was the first time I had been with like a big group of family because I'm an only. So I remember coming down Christmas morning and they did it that they had the couch and they had 2 chairs. And so on each seat, there was a big sack and it was filled with your presents. And I remember coming down the steps and just coming into the room and just being like, oh my God. I mean, the sack was huge. And there was this doll that was sitting on the top of it. And I remember, oh, she smelled like baby powder. And it just sticks in my, it's the one, you know, I have a couple other ones too, but that's probably the most prominent one that sticks in my head. And I always remember that. Yeah. Fun times. So fun. Definitely the magic though. I think the magic.
Did you guys ever put out reindeer food when you were younger?
Oh gosh. Yeah.
In the wand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Well, wait a second. Time out, Em. I got to take that back. I didn't do it for myself, but I did it for Maddie.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that came
that
along.
That used to be my favorite.
Yeah. That came along a little later. Yeah. You know, like that's when you guys, your generation started getting a little bit more creative with things.
Yeah. Like,
we should feed the reindeer too.
Yeah. Well, Haley, yeah.
I was like, every inch of the yard has to be covered. We got to get a ladder for the roof or they're not getting off.
But let's go back. I don't think it was really Emma's generation that got innovative and creative. I think it was the manufacturers getting innovative and creative. They manufactured reindeer.
Reindeer.
Way to bring it back, Christy. Way to bring it back.
So true.
Yeah. So, and that, I mean, that's perfect because that helps us, you know, segue into, you know, we talk about memories from the past and we get back into manufacturing. But what about, you know, when we talk about the past for Mass MEP and memories around the holidays, Kim, you've obviously been here the longest, you know, other than Matt. And what do you remember the most about the holidays at Mass MEP?
So one of my favorite ones, and Matt could probably say how many years ago it was, but I don't recall, but it was a while back, but Christy was there. So at Mount Wachusett's, when we had our holiday party at Mount Wachusett's with Jack and the pictures we took and Murph, right? He was always great for a good laugh. Larry Murphy, who we miss dearly all the time. But though that was probably one of the funnest ones, I think.
Yeah.
That, you know, funnest in the sense of remembering, you know, who's not with us now and who, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Those types of things and the pictures we took and being at that kind of, that like that venue of being at the mountain. It was snowing that day. It was kind of cool. The whole thing was really cool. But we, you know, our Christmas parties here in the office are always eventful. That brings me right back to Murph and his funny costumes and sweaters and the antics. And then the most recent one was when it was COVID, right, Matt? Maybe, or was it last year? Matt had on a bunch of different outfits. He was the shark. He was, and he was just running around the office. And that was like such great holiday spirit.
Oh, man. So
those are a couple that I really remember and loved.
We had one most recently too. We do a swap in the office.
Yes,
and yes. Haley received a toilet bowl cleaner that you had to read the back of the box.
It wasn't a toilet bowl cleaner. It was a cleaner for you when you sat on the toilet, but it was like something that you should have on a drill bit with like a wire, quote unquote, like sponge at the end of it. It was called a roto scooter.
That doesn't sound
right. Yes, and I actually have a recording, so it is a joke gift, and you're supposed to read it out loud, the back of it, of what it does. And I have a lovely video of Haley reading the back of the box.
I still have the box.
Actually, oh, that was God. for at the swap to get that joke gift, actually. Yeah.
And then the other favorite part of that same swap was Kim. It was ugly sweater. And Kim and I bought matching ugly sweatshirts that we didn't realize at the time were very inappropriate. And so we had to censor our ugly sweatshirts at the meeting. And then just to go back one more, a bunch of years ago, to bring up Murph again. Do you remember when he got that wiggly hat?
What I was thinking about too.
I have a video of that too. Yeah. So he didn't know that the hat was going to move, and Karen put it on his head and it started wiggling, and Murph was like, oh. That's the best impression I can give with a voice on a podcast. So just soak that in.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I love it. That's so awesome. We had, I think two years ago when we did the open house, that was really fun. And that was really cool. And hopefully we can get, maybe that's something that'll be future again, right? That we can get back to that, where we basically, we opened it up and, oh my gosh, the people that just came in and out in that day and, you know, the whole office was decorated and we all had our fake fireplaces going on our desks.
Yes, computers,
Oh, and our computers. It was so much fun, and the food and just and it was everybody, the legislature, the manufacturers. I mean, you name it, they were there. That was
great.
Such a fun event.
Yeah, we had over 200 people come through that day.
Yeah, and that was the first year of our new office, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Em, go ahead. What do you got? What's next?
What about manufacturing as a whole in Mass? Obviously, we're in the Christmas spirit here in the office. We got the trees up, playing music, some Mariah. What about manufacturing as a whole? You think there is caught up holiday spirit yet?
Yeah, I think most of the clients that we work with really get into the holiday spirit. You guys heard on the 50th podcast that Forge is shutting down between Christmas and New Year. So giving their employees some much needed time off. We have a bunch of other clients that do the same, but oh my God, yeah, they do a ton of good stuff out there for their employees, just stuff to get into the holiday cheer.
Yeah, they do a lot of stuff for communities. You'll see it on LinkedIn and you'll see it on Twitter. You see really cool stuff too that they come up with.
I think the most fun too is you'll see, I think in our last newsletter, we did a Buy American for the holidays. Mm-hmm. So that's always a fun little thing to try to do, is to buy American made products as your gifts, as opposed to just jumping on Amazon, make a concerted effort. I've done it in the office a couple of years where they were all American made or locally bought, you know? Yeah. So I think that's really important over the holidays. And I know our manufacturers do a great job of buying local, buying American made.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully we can highlight some of the local manufacturers too. I know the week before Christmas, we got some spaces in there. Maybe we'll pick a few and highlight them.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, yeah. You guys know the pink flamingo is made in Leominster, Mass, right? You know, the little lawn ornament, the pink flamingo.
Is that when you get like flamingoed? Isn't that what they do? And they like fill
when
your
you
lawn
get flocked.
With
you get
yeah,
flocked.
Yeah, you get flocked.
Oh my God, we should do a flocking.
Office flocking.
We're going to do it. We're starting it. Everybody's
Someone's car week before Christmas too is getting wrapped. We're wrapping them. Christmas paper.
Oh, okay. It's easier to sleep off.
Yeah, it's a little easier today. I don't know. This office flocking thing is borderline. We might have to get HR involved. We got to keep them out of this. Office flocking. Some people are going to look. Flocking. Yeah, people are going to be like flocking.
Wait. I just bought pink flamingos on Amazon.
Are they from?
They'll be here. They'll be here tomorrow.
Are they from? Are they from?
Leominster. They better be.
Yeah.
That's where they are born and raised.
The pink flamingo.
They're grown up now.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
They're in the car. It's official, folks.
Oh, super.
this is what's happening. We're just doing some Christmas shopping while we're doing this right now. We do have our Yankee swap too, Lynn, next week. Huh. So we have to get our gifts for that too. Yeah, we have to do our Yankee swap, and that is always a fun time. So
I say you rewrap the toilet thing.
I'm going to use it. I just got to figure out what I'm going to put in the box. Yeah. And you know, maybe we should have done that. Maybe that's what we should have said. We should have said, okay, part of the Yankee swap is let's keep it local. Let's keep it from manufacturers in Mass. And, there's a lot of, I mean, it's everywhere, you know, it's all over the place right now. You can't miss it. So yeah, that'll be fun. What about holidays in the future for Mass MEP? So do you think, you know, we talked a little bit about our open house possibly as well, but do you think, you know, manufacturing now has kind of, you know, made the change to celebrate, we like to say, in their favorable environment, which is, it's a better term to use than culture. Do you think that manufacturers now, after what we've been through for the past 18 months, have kind of come to realize it's about that work-life balance, and they're going to be more, you know, moving forward, more adapt to, you know, being considerate of, not that they weren't before, but really embracing that, hey, let's have these holiday opportunities for our staff and our team. Do you think, I mean, I don't know, maybe you even know, like, was it always a big thing for manufacturers anyway before? Maybe it was, and we just didn't realize it because nobody paid attention to it then.
There are a lot of companies that do shut down at the end of the year. Yeah. And I think mostly too, because they have to ramp up so hard right before the holidays with end of year inventory and closeout and quarterly closeouts. I mean, holidays are a really hard time for manufacturers, but I think just overall throughout the pandemic, the appreciation we have for the people that show up every day, you know, we hear about all these workforce problems and people just want a warm body. They just want you to show up on time. I think there's such an appreciation for the people that are there and doing it every day. I think that everyone is rewarded to some degree for all of the effort and hard work they put in all year.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Kim.
Yeah, I think they and the leadership teams and the management of manufacturers always recognize that. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's been the case for, you know, for most of the companies that we work with and we hear about. You know, but you always will see as of late too, I think appreciation day for certain employees or a group or a team on Twitter or LinkedIn, and you know, the holidays, you know, they make their holidays their own, just like we do, right? Mm-hmm. We kind of, you know, all get together and I think they embrace that and have embraced that in the past, but I think it's a little different take on it now with, like you said, Haley, that the work-life balance and the appreciation and, you know, really making it recognized for everybody, for all their employees.
Yeah. I think one of the things, like I was texting Christy last night or the night before about, I'm like, the best Christmas present we can get right now might be sitting on Governor Baker's desk. He's got to sign that and get those workforce training funds out there, mm-hmm. right? So that it allows us a little bit more. That's great opportunities for us then in helping out those manufacturers that need it. The manufacturers, I think it's going to be a real boost for them. That's a little Christmas present they might be getting from the Commonwealth, you know, in the future. So fingers crossed. I think, I don't know when he has to sign it by, but I think it's by the end of the week. He's got to sign it by. He's probably going on vacation too for the holidays. So
it's always it's always really nice this time of year too, because I think as everybody's, you know, they're in this hustle to get everything done by the end of the year. We do see a little uptick in grants and people applying for grants, getting ready for the new year. So it's always nice to see it starting now that they want to be ready to go when the new year hits to support their organization and their employees with whatever training they need in order to grow within the organization, grow themselves personally, and help growth in Massachusetts. So it's always nice to see that. First of all, it's never bad timing. It's always good timing to support your organization and your employees with training that's needed. But it gives you that first quarter to kind of prepare. How are we going to accomplish this? You know, what does our schedule look like? What's our busy time mm-hmm. to start scheduling out their employees so that they're ready to go as soon as it is approved? So never a bad time, but it's always nice to see people thinking, okay, it's the new year. It's the new us. We're doing it here at MassMeP too. We just got ourselves a general grant and we're hitting the ground running with a training for ourselves. So we're doing a little bit here in December, but really hitting the ground running come January. So,
and the rollout of that is just as important as hitting submit. You know, you got to kind of have a plan.
All right. So I know I usually only ask one question, but I have to ask Elf on the Shelf. What is your take on the Elf on the Shelf? I've seen a lot of memes over the past couple of days. I want to hear it because it's such a controversial topic. Is this Elf on the Shelf as a parent?
I've definitely seen videos of parents like setting a scene for the kids to try to like spook them into being good and that kind of sorts.
I think it's funny.
Maybe traumatizing for a kid, but.
No, it's more traumatizing for a parent when you wake up at 2 in the morning and you realize you didn't move the darn elf.
Yeah,
it's awful.
Anxiety.
But you jump out. You're like rock, paper, scissors in bed. Who has to go move the elf right now?
And as a grandparent, knowing, right? Like knowing the whole deal or whatever, been caught several times. Not funny.
Kiki.
Don't touch the elf, Kiki.
Yeah. Big episode impact there. Just saying. It's a stressful time.
Waterworks come.
Yeah. You touched him.
I can't believe it.
Going back to the North Pole.
The best part was I bought one for my husband. Not bought, but the elves came. And it was a girl one, but I didn't know it. And he told the grandkids that his name was, I don't know, Buddy or something.
Yeah.
And they're like, Grampy, this one, you can put earrings on her. It's a girl. Why is her name Buddy? It's very stressful. I think it adds a lot of more stress. Like we didn't have that.
Right.
I think the best one for a parent was 2020 when the elf had to quarantine for 14 days when it arrived. Yeah. So it had to quarantine. You didn't have to move it for 14 days.
Yeah. That's
when I was younger, we used to do my parents have like the little tin cans with coal in it.
Yeah.
And if we were bad, if we were like acting up, they'd just shake the tin can. Because it was horrifying. Or like the whole like, I'm gonna call Santa. I'm gonna call him. I'm going to tell him to leave it. That used to be traumatic for me if I woke up and there was coal on my nightstand. I didn't have the whole Elf on the Shelf buddy. It was tough times out there.
Yeah, that is tougher, I think. My daughter, Samantha, phenomenal. Like, whole footprints from the fireplace, up in the chandeliers, yep. Like hanging with streamers all over the house. I'm like, you have to clean that.
Yeah. Yeah. I enjoyed it at one point. I really thoroughly did enjoy it. I thought it was a lot of fun. You know, like there were times where he was in the fridge the one time, and he had like chocolate all over his face, and he had eaten like, you know, a chocolate bar and was kind of like this in the fridge. Like every time you'd open it, you'd see him in the fridge like this, like, oh, crap,
that's a good one. Hot.
Yeah. Like I did. Yeah. It's fun. Yeah. It's that magic. I think that's why. Fun.
Right.
It's also, it's refreshing when you're older because it brings back the spirit a little bit.
So I'll give you the adult version of what we have done with our elves. One morning, my husband got up. He was on top of the liquor cabinet with all his nips around him. Most of them had been drank. So I think he had a rough night, or she, depends. And so that was like a strewn all over the top of the mantle. So we did adult versions of that because when the grandkids came, we cleaned it up, but.
I love it.
And then one night would be my turn and one night would be someone else's turn.
Bringing back the magic.
Watering.
Bringing it back. Yep.
We got magic like you have no idea.
Yeah. Great. So it's there.
We gotta get one for the office.
Yes. Yeah. We have a couple. They're around. Yeah.
They're around.
Uh-huh. You haven't seen
them? I have one on my desk.
Yeah, there's elves.
Yeah. I'm gonna start thinking there's eyes on me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We can play that
They do. It's all fun and games till you lock eyes with one, and it's.
Well, we'll that's. Behind I mean, that's. I think that's pretty much the holidays in a nutshell for us. I know we're. It's getting here faster and faster every year. We don't expect it to happen as quickly as it does, even though we know every year it's on the same date. Mm-hmm. It never changes. But yet every year you're out there scrambling around like, oh God, I have to get this gift for that gift. And it's just, that's all part of the spirit though, too. I think it's part of the magic. So it's one of those fun things. We're looking forward to our little gathering next week. I'm excited to see what little goodies. So you want to be number one so you can go back and pick whichever gift you want at the end. Yeah, that's fun. I like it. So. All right. Well, thanks guys for jumping in and just doing a little holiday gathering with us. We will be back. We will be back for our New Year's podcast.
Ooh.
Yeah. We'll do our New Year's podcast. That's always a fun one because we always like to talk about New Year's resolutions.
Mm-hmm. And, you guys all do them?
Well, we're going to see who actually did one and who kept it up for the entire year when we get back together again a year later. Because we might be able just to pull up like the snippets from last year's podcast for New Year's and see what we said.
I don't even remember what I said.
I don't either. I don't think I did it.
Kim, I don't think you did do that one, but Christy did. Christy's big one was she just couldn't wait for like New Year's. She was like, I think what's going to happen is it's going to be New Year's and then we're going to wake up January 1st and it's all going to be back to normal.
I know one of hers was.
So no, I didn't keep up with mine because it wasn't normal when I woke up.
No, it wasn't. And one of yours was just say no 3 times.
I'm doing better.
Did accomplish that this year in last year. I have to say you did hold true to that.
I'm getting
there's this better. Cartoon that says what exactly is a New Year's resolution, and the other guy says it's a to-do list for the first week of January. It's the most accurate thing ever. If you ever go to the gym, that's the worst month ever.
Yeah
people just walk around with their phone like looking around like, where do I go?
Yeah,
this is why I don't come here.
Yeah. Oh my god. That's awesome. That'll be our opener. We'll use that for when we do our New Year's Eve podcast. We'll have that go out. Yeah. We have a lot on the docket for the New Year's Eve podcast. We'll talk about what we've got going on in 2022. And then our first podcast of the new year is actually with Kim and John Killam. We're doing a center update. So we're going to talk about Mass MEP, tell you, where we're going for 2022, what we've got coming down. We might have some exclusives. We like to say we might be spilling some tea. We'll see. Mm-hmm. We'll see what we got going on. But yeah. So yeah, Kim, so you'll be back.
Got a lot. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll be back.
Yeah. A lot of stuff. So yeah. Yeah. But we do. We have a good lineup. We're looking at for the last of the year. So the holiday podcast we have right now, and then we have our New Year's podcast, and then we'll start off 2022. Yeah. In a roar. 2022. It's insane.
What is 2022 the year of?
That is a fantastic question. We will discuss that. Yeah, we will discuss that exactly, Kim. That'll be on the New Year's podcast. We will tell everybody to be
prepared. That will be the tea we spill.
Exactly. Yeah. 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 All right, everyone. Thanks for listening to the Mass MEP Manufacturing Podcast. And from our Mass MEP family to yours, happy holidays.
Ooh.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for having us.
See you next time.
Hope Santa's good to everyone.
Don't forget to move the elf.
Thank you for listening to the Mass MEP Manufacturing Podcast, transforming manufacturing enterprises. You can subscribe to our channel anywhere you listen to your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and you can always go to our website at massmep.org. So we'll see you next time, whether it's our space, your space, or cyberspace.